You're listening to Clyde's Favorite O-Time Radio, a podcast of the various genres of O-Time Radio, science fiction, comedy, mystery, horror, and historical broadcasts. Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale. I hope you're enjoying the programming of Mystery Play Internet Radio. It is a real pleasure and honor for me to share these shows with you. MPIR has been a continuous operation for over 18 years, broadcasting and sharing these wonderful programs to the delight of millions of listeners. It would have been impossible without the financial support of listeners like you. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener supported. This is important. These past 18 years, I have received hundreds of letters thanking me for saving lives, helping people ease their minds while dealing with serious health or family issues. Yes, O-Time Radio can save lives. Here's an invitation to you. This is critical, so please listen. There are three ways you can support Mystery Play Internet Radio. Right now, send in a donation via PayPal. Just go to www.mpir-otr.com. That's www.mpir-otr.com and click on that donation page. 2. Join and make a monthly pledge via Patreon. www.patreon.com/mpir. And 3. Tell your friends and neighbors and family members about how you enjoy Mystery Play Internet Radio. Mystery Play Internet Radio is entering a very critical period. The server costs are rising, operation and expenses are increasing. I really need your financial support to continue operation. That's www.mpir-otr.com. www.mpir-otr.com. Please help me keep this form of entertainment on the internet and continue to save a life. I thank you.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Denny. Now, thanks for calling, but it can't be tonight, Angel. I'm on the case of a guy who jilted a girl. You'd think it would break her heart, but instead of being sad about it, it looks like she's trigger happy.
This is Ed Hurley, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the worried wife. Before the Falcon solves today's case, I have a question for you. Have you tried Belvita lately? Isn't that the finest cheese food you ever put in your mouth? That rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor is good. Really good eating. You see, Belvita is made by Kraft, and that's something pretty important to remember. Because you and I know the Kraft name on cheese and cheese foods means the very finest you can buy. So remember this. There's no other cheese food like Kraft's pasteurized processed cheese food, Velveeta. Because Kraft and only Kraft makes Velveeta. And now, the case of the worried wife. Sunday night in New York, when pretty dark-haired Penny Layton pushes the button of an apartment overlooking East River. While she's waiting for someone to answer, Penny opens her handbag and takes out a small pistol. She closes the bag and thrusts her right hand in with the pistol into the pocket of her fur coat and gnaws nervously on her lip as she hears someone approach the door.
Yes? Are you Mrs. Sheffield? Yes. I want to see your husband.
Well, what's it about?
Just tell him Penny wants to see him. He'll know what it's about.
All right. Wait here. I'll see what he says.
I'll wait inside.
But I don't know.
I said I'll wait inside. All right, now you can close the door. I'll wait right here. Well, what are you waiting for?
Who are you, anyway?
I told you. Penny. Penny who? Ask Arnold. He'll tell you. And you can tell him I'm not leaving until I see him. Alone.
All right.
I'll tell him.
Maybe he can explain what this is all about.
Arnold.
Oh, yes, Lazarus. Who was it?
Penny.
Penny?
Well, that's what she said. Who is she?
Oh, a girl I knew in Florida. I don't want to see her.
Well, she says she won't go until you do see her. She's in the living room.
Yeah, all right. Might as well get it over with. You wait here. I'll get rid of her. Penny, what are you doing here?
Why, Arnold, is that any way to greet me? After I followed you all the way from Miami?
I wrote you. It's all over.
I figured as much when I saw in the paper you got married. That's why I came up.
What do you hope to gain?
The one thing, I wanted to see her. She's pretty.
Oh, thank you.
I'd never have forgiven you if you turned me down for a horse face.
Yeah, she's pretty, and I'm in love with her. There's nothing more for you and me, so why don't you be a good girl and just run along? Be sensible.
You call it sensible to give up the man I love to somebody else?
You don't love me.
That's right, Arnold, I don't. But I did, so I'm not giving you up so easy.
There's nothing you can do.
Isn't there?
You little fool, be careful.
She's not going to have you, Arnold. I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to kill myself.
Don't be ridiculous. Now, give me that gun.
Stay back, Arnold. Don't try to get it.
I said give it to me.
Let go.
When you drop the gun, I...
Arnold! Arnold! What happened?
I'm just trying to teach Penny not to play with guns. The bullet went into that chair. No great damage, son. Now, Penny, you'd better get out of here.
You'll be sorry about this.
I am sorry. I thought you had better sense. Now, good night. More coffee, darling?
No, thanks. Arnold.
Hmm?
I couldn't get that girl out of my mind all night.
No, stop worrying about it.
But suppose she comes back?
She won't come back.
You can't be sure. Maybe we better call the police.
Why, I don't want to make trouble for her.
Oh? You don't still... I mean, it's all over. You're sure there's nothing...
Oh, for heaven's sake, darling, don't be ridiculous.
She must have cared an awful lot to follow you all the way here.
Yes, I suppose she did.
You must have done something to make her care.
Will you stop worrying about it? It's all over.
I hope you're right.
Now, look, if there was any question about it, last night certainly settled it. You don't think I could be interested in her after that, do you?
I hope not. You sure she won't come back?
Yes, I'm sure. She worked herself up to a pitch. When nothing came of it, she was bound to cool off.
Maybe. But I'd feel happier if you'd tell the police.
Darling, will you answer one question?
What?
Are you afraid that if she comes back, she'll try to kill me again? Or are you afraid that this time she won't? Hello, Mara. Drinking along?
Oh, hello, Sheffield.
I'll join you.
Okay. Hey, you're looking good. Guess marriage agrees with you.
Yes, great institution. I'm all for it. But it has got its little problems. That's why I'm looking for you.
Oh, looking for me? I thought this was a coincidence.
No, no, I need my money.
You need money? Millionaire playboy needs money?
Well, you see, most of my cash is tied up, and I really went overboard on the wedding and the honeymoon.
Huh? I was heard two could live as cheap as one.
Try it sometime.
I have enough trouble.
Well, I hate to add to it, Mara, but I'm going to have to insist on my money.
Well, I don't know what I can do. Things haven't been going so hot.
I don't like to put the heat on you, but, well, your note's been overdue for a long time. I don't think it's too much to ask.
That's right. You gotta have your champagne, your private stateroom.
What kind of an attitude is that?
Well, it's my attitude, see?
You've been drinking too much.
That's right. I'm just a no-good drunk.
Now, look, I lent you that money in good faith. You had big ideas. It's not my fault they didn't pan out.
That's right, Papa. Give me a lecture.
Don't worry, pal. I will. When you're sober enough to know what I'm talking about.
It'll be a long wait.
It better not be. We're going to get this settled.
Of course, Sheffield. We'll get it settled. For keeps.
Michael Waring, the detective called the Falcon?
That's right.
Well, thank heavens. I had the awfulest time finding you. Don't you have an office?
No.
Why not?
Well, if I had an office, I'd have to have a beautiful blonde secretary. If I had a beautiful blonde secretary, I'd have trouble keeping my mind on my work. And if I didn't keep my mind on my work, I'd lose business. Then I wouldn't be able to pay the rent, so I'd lose the office. So I just saved myself the trouble. Come in.
Thank you.
Your name?
Liza Sheffield.
What can I do for you?
My husband Arnold spent December in Florida.
You didn't go with him?
Well, we weren't married then. In fact, we didn't even know we were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But while he was there, he started going with a girl, and I guess it was pretty serious. Last night, she showed up in New York, and she tried to kill Arnold.
Tried to?
Well, Arnold got the gun away from her, and then he threw her out of the apartment.
Well?
I'm afraid she may come back. I asked my husband to notify the police, but he refused. He says he doesn't want to make any trouble for the girl. That's why I came to you.
What do you want me to do?
Well, I thought if you could find the girl and talk to her.
What do you want me to say to her?
Well, I don't know. Find out what she's planning to do.
Where is she staying?
I don't know.
Well, what's her name?
Penny. Something. I don't know her last name.
You don't know her name. You don't know where she's staying. You don't know exactly what you want me to say to her. This is the sort of case I love.
Well, if it was easy, I wouldn't need the Falcon.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd better have a talk with your husband.
No.
He can fill in some of the details for me.
But he may be angry about my hiring you. I don't want him to know.
Well, if you can't give me anything more to go on...
I thought you were supposed to be such a good detective.
Well, I won't argue that point. But even Sherlock Holmes wouldn't guarantee quick results with what you've given me.
Well, do the best you can.
What happens if Penny catches up with your husband while I'm still looking for him? She'd kill him, wouldn't she?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, Angel, do I go see your husband or don't I?
You win, Mr. Waring. Come on.
This is Ed Hurley, friends. Well, now, Mike won his way, all right. And you know, I'll bet you mothers would certainly like to win your way, too, when it comes to getting your family to eat those green vegetables that are so good for them. And you can. Just glamorize those vegetables a little by melting delicious Velveeta, Kraft's famous pasteurized processed cheese food, for a smooth golden cheese sauce to pour over them. And it's such an easy sauce to make. All you do is melt a half pound of Velveeta in the top of your double boiler. There's no need to cut it in little pieces because Velveeta melts easily and smoothly without any lumps at all. Then simply stir in a quarter cup of milk, season, and there you have a perfectly wonderful cheese sauce that'll add Velveeta's fine, rich, yet mild cheddar cheese flavor to cauliflower or spinach or broccoli. Velveeta makes them taste better than ever, and you'll be giving your family extra nourishment this way, too, because Velveeta is so rich in important food values from milk. Even the smallest youngsters can enjoy their vegetables a la Velveeta, because Velveeta is digestible as milk itself. So, Mother, make it your handy helper. Get Velveeta in the economical 2-pound loaf so you'll have plenty for cold snacks and sandwiches, too. Just be sure you get genuine Velveeta. It's the pasteurized processed cheese food of top quality, made only by Kraft. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. 20 minutes have passed since Mike and Liza Sheffield started for the Sheffield apartment to see whether Liza's husband, Arnold, would object to his wife's efforts to keep him alive. Now, as they approach the apartment, they see a sharp-faced little man standing at the door.
Oh, dear. It's Mr. Ballard.
Unwelcome guest?
Very.
Hello, Liza. No wonder you didn't answer the door.
Have you been ringing?
Yeah.
Funny. I thought Arnold was home. Well, he ought to be here pretty soon. You can come in and wait, Mr. Waring.
Right.
As for you, Mr. Ballard, I can't see you now. I'm going to be busy.
Oh, I'll wait.
Call me tomorrow if you want to talk to me.
Now, is that any way to treat an old friend?
Please. I haven't time.
It'll only take a minute.
But I don't have anything for you now. Call me in the morning.
Now, look, I want to get things set.
All right. Tomorrow.
Now.
You heard what the lady said. Tomorrow, I'll scram.
Now, listen, mister.
I said scram.
Okay. You don't have to get tough. I'm going.
What's with him?
Oh, he's just somebody I used to know. Not important. Now, come on, let's go in.
He's not exactly the sort of character that I would...
What's the matter?
Is this your husband? Well, Mr. Sheffield, I'm afraid we're too late. He's dead.
Homicide, Sergeant Corbett speaking.
Hello, Bright Eyes.
Uh-oh, it sounds like Mike Waring.
What do you know? He's a detective.
What do you want, Waring?
Got a corpse for you.
I'm busy. Why did you have to dig one up today?
I didn't dig him up. He hasn't been buried yet.
The boy's sharp.
Anything to brighten your day, Corbett? How soon can you get here?
As soon as I finish my report. You're not the only one who finds bodies.
Oh, you got another?
Yeah, and I bet she's cuter than yours.
Could be.
Of course, she may not be as dead, but she made a good try.
A suicide attempt?
Yeah, I jumped out of the four-story window. All because some guy gave her the brush. Love, it's wonderful.
Did she leave a note?
No, I talked to her. She bounced off an awning. Doc says she'll live.
What's her name?
Penny Layton. Why?
Penny?
Yeah.
Hey, could be a package deal. Let's get together. Maybe we can wrap it up.
Right in here.
Okay.
Well, there she is, Mrs. Sheffield.
Yes. No question about it. That's the girl.
Hello, Mrs. Sheffield. What's this all about, Sergeant?
You threatened to kill her husband last night.
You don't have to worry. I won't try again. Just want to die.
We know you won't try again. What we want to know is, did you?
What?
Did you go back to Sheffield today?
Of course not. Why do you ask that?
Never mind. Come on, Mrs. Sheffield. Where?
She killed him. I know she did.
Well, that meant she got another gun. Why didn't she shoot herself instead of jumping?
Maybe she counted on the awning saving her.
A four-story jump? I don't think so.
But she must have killed him. Who else would have done it?
How about your slimy little pal?
Who?
Ballard.
Why, he had nothing to do with Arnold.
What did he want?
I tell you, it had nothing to do with this.
Who is this we're talking about, Waring?
Oh, a character who was very determined to see Mrs. Sheffield today.
Oh. You want to tell us what he wanted, Mrs. Sheffield?
It has nothing to do with the murder.
Suppose you let us decide that.
Was it blackmail?
What makes you think that?
No, it certainly wasn't a friendly visit. And you said you didn't have anything for him. What would he be expecting from you?
Well, it doesn't matter. I wish you'd believe that.
Okay, if you won't tell me, I know somebody else who may.
Who?
Ballard.
Liza's friend.
Hello, Ballard.
What do you want with me?
What you wanted with Liza.
Didn't she tell you?
You think I came here because your company is so charming?
I don't know why you came here. Who are you, anyway?
Mike Waring.
Oh, the Falcon?
That's right.
Did Liza hire you?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
To find out a few things.
Not about me. She knows about me.
She doesn't know if you were coming or going when we met you at the door today.
What difference does it make?
Well, if you really don't know, it doesn't make any.
Now, look, Waring, are you going to tell me what you want or you're going to get out of here?
All right, Ballard. What did you want to see Sheffield about?
I didn't want to see Sheffield. I didn't see him.
Well, somebody did with a gun.
Oh, so that's it?
That's it.
Well, it wasn't me. You got to believe that.
Maybe I do. But you strike me as a sort of character who sticks his nose into things. So if you really want to clear yourself, here's the chance to put the knot on somebody else for the honor.
Have you tried Mara?
Who's Mara?
Joe Mara. He borrowed a mitful from Sheffield to open a pool hall. It folded. I was thinking, what if Sheffield wanted his money and Mara couldn't pay?
It's a thought. Where do I find Mara?
Well, you might find him at Freddy's Bar on 43rd Street. Only please don't tell him I tipped you.
No, I won't breathe a word.
I hope not, because if you do, I could stop breathing for keeps.
There it is in the next block.
Yeah, I see it. We made pretty good time, huh?
Haven't made any better time, you'd be doing time.
No, I'm fast, but I'm careful.
Well, don't put down your flag. If my man isn't in there, I'll be right out.
Okay. But what if he is in there?
Wait anyway. It may not take too long.
Right.
Hey, mister, look out! Mister, are you all right?
Yeah. When you shot it, I dropped.
Yeah, those shots came from that alley.
Yeah, I know. You get back. There may be more. I'll go see.
Do you see anyone?
No, the alley's empty. Did you get a look at who fired those shots?
No, whoever it was standing close to the building in the alley. All I saw was the hand with the gun and it come around the edge of the building and I hollered.
Or could you tell if it was a man or a woman?
I wouldn't know. Like I say, all I saw...
Yeah, I know, a hand with a gun. I hope whoever it was thinks he got me. I'm not anxious to have him try again.
Hello, are you Joe Merrim?
Huh? Oh, Waring.
Yeah, you seem surprised to see me. What's the matter? Do you think I was lying in a gutter with a couple of slugs in me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I have your description. Maybe you get mine.
I don't.
I hope not for your sake. How come you know my name?
Everybody knows the Falcon.
Well, I'm naturally a very modest guy, but even I can't help thinking there are a couple of people who don't know me.
Well, I'm not one of them.
All right. But how did you know I was looking for you?
I didn't.
I asked for you at Freddy's bar. They told me you left there 10 minutes before I got there.
So I wanted to get cleaned up, so I wanted to have dinner. That's a crime.
Did someone tip you I was coming?
What makes you think you'd start me rolling?
I know about you and Sheffield.
No? What about me and Sheffield?
You're in hock to him.
You got your tenses wrong, Waring. I was in hock to him.
Oh, you paid him off?
That's right.
When?
Today.
Would it have been this afternoon around 3:30?
It would have been this morning around 10.
And you can prove you paid him?
Yeah, here. Here's the receipted note. Now, just what are you trying to prove?
I don't know what I'm trying to prove, but it looks like I have proved that a certain character named Ballard is going to have to improve his singing. Looks like he's way off key.
This is Ed Herlihy again, friends. Well, now, maybe Mike isn't quite sure what he's trying to prove, but I'm sure of what I'm trying to prove, and what's more, I can do it with your help. All you have to do is this. Make yourself a big, hearty sandwich of your favorite kind of bread, spread with a little Kraft mayonnaise, and filled with a good, thick slice of Velveeta, Kraft's delicious pasteurized processed cheese food. Now, take a bite and see for yourself if what I'm trying to prove isn't true, that Velveeta is especially good-tasting, with a fine, rich, yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. Mm-hmm. And Velveeta is good for you, too, because it's so rich in important food values from milk. These good Velveeta sandwiches are perfect for everyone, even the youngest children, any time of day, because Velveeta is digestible as milk itself. So make Velveeta your handy helper. For delicious snacks and sandwiches and for fine hot dishes, too, get genuine Velveeta, made by Kraft. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. It's 20 minutes since Ballard's lead led Mike no place. Now the Falcon has dropped in on Sergeant Corbett to swap information. And Corbett seems to be enjoying Mike's report of his interview with Mara.
So you went off half-cocked, Waring, huh?
All right. Before you break a rib laughing, I still think it's Mara.
Where's his motive if he paid off Sheffield?
I don't know. But it must have been the murderer who shot at me, and that couldn't have been either of the girls.
Why not?
Well, you were questioning Mrs. Sheffield.
What time were you shot at, Waring?
About 5:45.
I left the Sheffield woman a little after 5.
Yeah. Well, at least it couldn't have been Magnolia Blossom. She's in the hospital.
I have news for you, Waring.
Well, don't tell me Penny's been released.
At 5.
Isn't that just peachy?
And then there's Ballard himself.
Yeah, tell me something about Ballard. Did you learn any more about him from Mrs. Sheffield?
Yeah, when you said you were going to see him, she cracked. Admitted he's been blackmailing her.
I thought so. Glad I was right about something. What did he have on her?
Scandal in her past. She didn't want Sheffield to know about it.
Oh, the little guy likes sweat money, huh? Hey.
What's the matter?
The tip-off could have been to protect his picking.
What?
No, we better go see Ballard. I have an idea he can give us the answers we're looking for.
Yeah?
Yeah. But we better hurry because we want Ballard to talk, and they say dead men don't.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't get out of the car.
Why not?
Look, Ballard's just coming out.
Oh, yeah.
If he doesn't notice us, maybe we can follow him.
He didn't see us. I'll let him get a little lead, and then I'll follow.
Right. You better start your motor. He's hailing a taxi.
Yeah.
Wonder where he's going.
Well, there's one way to find out. Don't want to follow too close. Hey! Of all the dumb drivers. Did you see that guy cut out right in front of me?
Yeah, to a police car yet. Well, never mind him. The taxi just turned the next corner. We better get going.
Yeah.
Hey, the guy who cut in front of you is turning at the corner, too.
Is
Is he following Fowler, too? Could be.
Makes a nice parade, huh?
Look behind us, Waring.
Well, what for?
I just wonder if anybody's following us.
They're already in the elevator. Hope we haven't lost them.
Well, they came into this building. Where would they be going? Except up to see Mrs. Sheffield.
But that was Mara following Ballard. I recognized him when he got out of the car.
So what?
So look at the elevator indicator.
Basement.
Yeah. That's not Sheffield's unless she's moved since this afternoon.
Push the button.
Right.
Wonder what they're doing down there.
Well, it's not a maypole dance. You can bet on that.
All right, they're slugging it out. Why?
Mara wants to find out what Ballard knows. Here we are. Get in.
Okay. But I still don't see how you figure it, Waring. Ballard knows about Mrs. Sheffield's past, but what's that got to do with Mara?
Nothing.
Ah, gets clearer all the time.
But we haven't time to discuss it now. Here we are.
Hey, there they are. Yeah, come on. All right, Mara, that's enough. Let him go. Where did you...
Drop that gun, then we'll talk.
Go on, drop it. Do you want to see if I'm only kidding with this one?
Okay.
There you are. Pick it up, Waring. Now, what's going on here?
He was trying to kill me.
Guy's lying. I was trying to make him talk.
About what?
Well, the papers say Sheffield was murdered. Waring was asking me about it. Ballard must have figured me, and I wanted to know why.
He put a gun on my back. He made me come down here in the basement.
We know that, Ballard. And there are a couple of other things we know. That you were blackmailing Mrs. Sheffield, for instance.
You can't prove that.
And you forget that now that Sheffield's dead, she's willing to talk. And we can certainly prove you were at the apartment today around the time of the murder, because I saw you.
I was there after the murder.
Maybe. Anyway, you better go along with Sergeant Corbett.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I didn't kill Sheffield.
I didn't say you did. But you know who did, and when you talk... come on, Mara. Come back here.
I said come back here.
You're not going anywhere except with Corbett, too. Because, Mara, you're the murderer. I'm sorry to spoil a little joke, Corbett. It was Mara, after all.
Doesn't your arm ever get tired, Waring?
For what?
Patting yourself on the back.
Well, I'd just like to give credit where credit is due.
You weren't so sure it was Mara yourself when you saw that receipt.
Well, I admit it threw me for a while, but I bounced back.
Mm. It's cute of Mara. Sheffield wants his money, so Mara scrapes it up and gives it to him. Gets a receipt for it, then plugs Sheffield, then takes back the money.
Uh-huh. He figured it was safe enough because he'd read in the paper about the Layton girl threatening Sheffield. And he counted on her taking the rap. He might have gotten away with it, too, if Ballard hadn't cleared the deal.
Yeah, in fact, I still don't think you solved this one, Waring. You were simply lucky that by following Ballard, we happened to stumble on Mara.
Well, that's what I was counting on.
Yeah?
Yeah, sweetheart. See, I knew that Ballard had tipped off the person who shot at me.
How did you know that?
Because the person was waiting for me at Freddy's bar. That meant he had to know where I'd be going. And Ballard was the only one who knew.
Couldn't it have been Ballard himself who was waiting?
No, because I went straight to Freddy's from Ballard's. My driver drove fast. Ballard could never have beaten me there.
All right, it wasn't Ballard.
No, but it was somebody who had been tipped off by Ballard. At first, I thought it was somebody working with him, but when you confirmed my suspicions about him being a blackmailer, I changed my idea.
You figured Ballard was following a pattern and blackmailing again.
Yeah, that's right. He was on the scene at the time of the murder. It was perfectly possible for him to have seen the murderer leave the apartment. So I figured it was blackmail, and he tipped the murderer that I knew too much so the murderer could get rid of me. He didn't want me nabbing the killer and spoiling his chance for blackmail.
But Ballard's the one who put you on to Mara in the first place.
I know. He got rattled when I was accusing him and tried to get out from under. But after I left, he couldn't see that nice opportunity for blackmail going out the window.
I see.
Well, that's all there is to it. Once I realized Ballard was up to the old game of blackmail, I knew all we had to do was follow him. And sooner or later, we'd cross paths with the murderer.
Yeah, Waring, it all adds up. Except couldn't Mara have been telling the truth when he said all he was trying to do was find out why Ballard sicked you on him?
How did he know Ballard was the one who steered me to him? No, Corbett. When Mara named Ballard, he put his head in the noose.
You've got the wrong metaphor, Waring. In this state, it's not the noose, it's the electric chair.
Well, in that case, hang around for. Good night, Corbett. This is Mike Waring, friends. Our Falcon programs bring you stories of the detection and prevention of crime. And right now, I'd like to say another word or two about preventing crime. You can help, you know. You needn't give money. Just give your sincere support to the Boys Clubs of America. These clubs build good citizens with strong, healthy bodies and minds. Boys who are completely honest, who respect property and individual rights, and who realize that America is a land of opportunity if you're willing to learn and work and try hard. These non-sectarian, non-profit boys' clubs are operated by groups of public-spirited adults so that boys from 8 to 20 can enjoy the right kind of recreation and companionship in their own clubhouses. If you and your neighbors would like to establish a boys' club in your community, get in touch with the Boys' Clubs of America for help. Think about it, won't you? Thanks a lot.
The Case of the Carved Ham. The Case of the Carved Ham. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns sometimes a gun can change a great comedian into a bad actor. So be sure to listen at this same time next week to another exciting Adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Jerome Epstein, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Ken Lynch as Sergeant Corbett. Be sure to hear the great Gildersleeve next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. In next Wednesday's broadcast, Gildy comes face to face with an hilarious problem and solves it in a way that will keep you laughing for days. Remember the show, the time, and the place. The Great Gildersleeve, next Wednesday evening, over most of these stations. Check your local newspaper for time of broadcast. This is Ed Hurley. He's speaking for the Kraft Foods Company.
Tonight, Theater Guild presents the exciting Fallen Idol on NBC.